My name is Jordan, and this is
Cynthia, and we're presenting the hopes, fears, and dreams that make this today's life.
Breaking in. You are not the smartest dogs in the neighborhood, are you?
Smart enough, I'd say. They get you to pat them before you're even through the door.
Well, for all they know, I've been patting foreign dogs all day.
If anyone would know, it's your dogs. They still have noses. Are you saying we should check your collar for foreign fur?
You know, I'm not required to keep social distancing from dogs, so I don't.
Well, take a chair and talk to me for a while I finish the dishes.
Let me put everything down first.
Why do you carry all that stuff? You've got tools, a pair of shoes, and a lunchbox? Hey, does that mean you took your lunch today?
Well, not today.
Oh, don't you think you should? I mean, don't you worry about eating food that someone else handles?
Well, I'm usually at the drive-thru.
Usually? Are you telling me that sometimes you still go inside restaurants?
You want me to support local businesses, don't you?
I don't want you to breathe in COVID-19. I don't want you to touch a paper wrapper around a sandwich that was prepared by somebody who doesn't wash their hands properly.
Of course they wash their hands.
Are you not hearing the same newscasts I'm hearing? Do you think the barista is washing her hands for 20 seconds, singing happy birthday, not touching any counter surfaces, taking your germ-ridden money, and then doing it all again and again and again for each order coming through all day?
Hey, they're not stupid. Are you afraid of catching it?
Well, no, I'm not afraid, but I'm not saying this out of anxiety or anything. I do think it makes sense to take responsibility for not passing this around, you know, to vulnerable people.
I don't think I'm passing it around, but, you know, if you get it, it's like having the flu.
I don't know that. I don't think anybody knows anything for sure. I'm trying to make reasonable choices, not react to fear. But I don't think it makes sense to be cavalier about this. That doesn't seem wise. Are you taking this thing seriously?
I'm taking it seriously, but I'm not going to overreact.
Thank goodness dogs can't catch it, huh?
That's right, little buddy. You don't have a clue. You don't need to, do you?
We don't really need all that dog hair flying around the kitchen, do we? Oh, come on.
At least somebody's glad I'm home, aren't you, dogs? You guys want a biscuit, don't you? Come on, let's go eat on the couch.
Don't you let them on the couch if their paws are wet? Oh, I'm glad you're home. I just want you to be careful. Did you get enough to eat?
I did, and I'm all ready for bed.
That's where I look at the laptop.
Did you feed the dogs?
Is it likely they'd be curled up on the bed like that if I hadn't fed them? What are you looking at on the computer? Solitaire?
Oh, I'm just checking the news.
Oh, I've had more than enough news on the internet. These myths and rumors are not helping at all.
Why don't you play solitaire then? Hey, I got this box of vinyl gloves out of the basement. You're going grocery shopping tomorrow, right?
Well, yeah. Do you think I need them?
I don't know. I thought you thought you'd need them.
I don't know.
I've got some face masks down there, too. I don't know if they're the right kind, though.
Oh.
You gonna play solitaire?
I prefer Facebook, thank you.
Facebook? That's why you're getting upset, you know.
Actually, it's very calming. For instance, see this little furry kitten cuddling with a pig?
That's not helpful.
Okay. How about listening to some bagpipers play a funeral dirge in the barren wasteland of the toilet paper aisle?
Okay, that's funny.
Oh, no, look at this.
No more kittens, please?
No, this is horrible. Look, there's a 29-year-old woman who got the COVID test. She went home and coughed for 3 days, and she died before she got the results.
No. How old? That's just not right.
It says 29.
What? That doesn't make sense. She wasn't even in the hospital.
Oh, okay, you're right. No more social media. I'm going to pull up the covers and read a good old-fashioned book.
What are you reading?
Science fiction.
You fed the dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll just give them a little treat.
Not in the bed. Don't let them climb into the bed with those stupid biscuits.
I'm tossing the biscuits on the floor. See?
Yeah, but they are bringing them right up on the bed. Nobody likes those nasty, gravelly biscuit crumbs in the bed. Oh, great. Now you've started a dog fight on the bed. I don't need this. This is crazy. Get off the bed, you nutty dogs. Why would you feed them in the bed? I just don't get it. Thank you for listening to Today's Life. I'm Laura Hale, writer.
And I'm Joseph McGuire, producer. And together we brought you another episode of Today's Life, a Radio Theater Project presentation.